In this session, we will look at transfer pricing methods. In the legislation, reference is made to the transfer pricing methods set out in the OECD guidelines. Updated guidelines are to be issued in September 2010. However, they will not alter the machinery of the methods themselves. The methods can be split into transactions methods and transactional profit split methods. HMRC have indicated that in line with OECD, they prefer to use the transactions methods, as these are more objective. Looking at transaction methods first, we have comparable uncontrolled price. Comparable uncontrolled price is the most objective method, being the price which would be charged in a similar transaction with an unconnected party. There are two types: the comparable uncontrolled price between two connected parties, and the comparable uncontrolled price that enterprise would charge when dealing with an unconnected third party. Looking now at resale price. This method involves the enterprise constructing an arm's length price. It uses known resale price margins either from the company's own transactions with third parties or from transactions between unconnected parties. The transfer price is constructed. This method is most appropriate for marketing or distribution operations. Turning now to the cost plus method. This method is most often used for contract, manufacturing, and the provision of services. If we look at the transactional methods, the first one that we have is the profit split method. This method looks at the overall profit made on the transaction and seeks to split it between the different parts of the enterprise on the same basis as it would have been split between unconnected parties. The profit split method is normally based on a functional analysis. This method does not need to rely on comparable data. However, it is difficult to apply as it relies on information from the foreign affiliates. It requires the books and records throughout the enterprise to be kept on the same basis, and it may be difficult to ascertain the cost of related party transactions. In summary, the transaction and market data are less connected than in the transactions methods. Moving on to the transactions net profit margin method. This is another transactional profit split method. The net profit for each party is calculated as a percentage of cost, turnover, or return on capital employed, whichever is most appropriate. The percentage is based on what would be expected in third-party transactions. This method is easy to apply and relies on net margins that are not affected by functional differences. However, it can be affected by factors outside transfer pricing, and the comparability of prices does not focus on market conditions and economic climate. In practice, the profit split and net margin methods are indistinguishable. Typically, the profits or margins of the least complex entity are determined, and appropriate profits are attributed to other companies. The more complex companies would tend to own intangibles. We will now look at pricing of intra-group services. There are many group services that may be subject to transfer pricing. For example, marketing, IT, finance, or human resources. The OECD guidelines state that firstly we have to consider whether a service has been supplied. This question is considered by asking whether an independent enterprise would have been prepared to pay for such services, or would have needed to perform them in-house. If the answer is yes, then a service has been provided, and such services should be recharged at an arm's length price. Two methods are allowed. First, the direct charge method. This can be used when services are also charged to independent parties on a similar scale. Next, indirect charge. This method can be used when the direct method cannot be used. This is based on an identifiable benefit. A cost plus method is typically used. Now we will consider record keeping and penalties. The company has to keep appropriate records to justify the transfer prices used, or any adjustments made in the computation. The onus is on the company to ensure that the tax return includes all necessary adjustments for transfer pricing. There should be documentation to support all intra-group transfer prices, including management services. The documentation should be kept on all major decisions affecting the transfer price. The company can be liable to a penalty for failure to keep records. A penalty of up to £3,000 can be levied if the company fails to keep and preserve records. If transfer prices are found to be lacking and the company is held to have been fraudulent or negligent in either setting the price or keeping it under review, a penalty can be charged for an incorrect return under Schedule 18, Paragraph 20 of the Finance Act 1998.